We are ready to get started. Thank you all for hanging out. And I'm going to turn it over to Richard Dooley, our elder chair, and he's going to share with us a little bit.
Thank you, Russell. First of all, I just want to offer up a thank you to this, to each of you who are here for your commitment to the ministry that happens here at the Steiner campus, and for your commitment to reaching this community for Christ. And as an elder board, we look at the whole church goal of reaching every man, woman, child in Austin, the reality of Jesus Christ. Looking at this campus is a key component of making that a reality. So we just thank you for your service to Christ. We really look forward to seeing what he's doing in this campus over the next couple years. And that's really exciting stuff that Russell and his team are going to be talking you through today. But there are a couple things we covered at the Lakeline meeting that are kind of church-wide initiatives that I know you guys may not have had an opportunity to get to that meeting. We wanted to cover those here today. Specifically, Curtis Carpenter, who's our finance chair, is going to walk you through the fiscal 2012 budget, or the results of operations, and the 13 approved budgets. He has some insight into that, as well as some Steiner-specific financial issues. And then I wanted to take just a quick minute here at the beginning of the meeting to introduce you to a couple of our new elders who just joined the board, Todd Jansen and Brett Medford. So I'm going to give them an opportunity to come up, introduce themselves, because you'll be seeing them around campus on occasion. So, Brett?
Thank you. It's great to be out here. You know, thinking about the 12 years my wife and I've been here at Hill Country, it's always exciting to hear about the early days and the start of what Hill Country Bible Church was like in those early days. Well, what I like about Steiner Ranch is we are now getting to see the start of this. And it's really exciting for us as an elder board to see what's going on here and see this Steiner Ranch starting out. It's something new. It's something we're trying to figure out. It's great to see what God is already doing down here. A little bit about myself. My wife and I came to this church 12 years ago. It's been a great experience for us. We've grown so much in our Christian walk since then. I came to Christ at a very early age, at 9 years old. Went through some rough times early on in my late teens, early 20s. But you know, God is faithful to me and pulled me back to a great place with Him and a great relationship with Him. And you know, I think about what He's done in my life personally. He's done in this church. It's just great to be part of it. So that's why I'm really excited to be here and see what God's doing out here as well. So, hand it over to Todd.
Hi, everybody. My name is Todd Jansen. I want to echo what Brett had to say about just the blessing of what's going on here at this, this venue. Thank you for your faithfulness. It's obvious God's favor is on this campus. And so it is just a blessing to reconnect with people I haven't seen in quite a while. I've been attending, my family and I have been attending Northwest for about 15 years. They're not here today. They're off doing all sorts of things that I can't keep up with. So I thought it'd be safer to come here and spend time with you. Again, I've attended Northwest for about 15 years. Came to know Jesus Christ when I was in college through Lord's faithfulness in bringing my wife into my life, and she helped me to see the light, so to speak. So I'm very grateful for her, grateful for how God worked through her to lead me to Him. When we did this at the Lakeline campus, I made two promises. Number one is to work my very hardest for this ministry and for Hill Country Bible Church. And the second promise was not to mess up all the great work that had come before me and all the great work that so many men and women have poured into this ministry. So I'll give you those two promises as well, and you can check up on me every now and then and let me know how I've done. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. We're going to have Russell come back up, and we're going to start to move into some of the more Steiner-specific discussion today. So as he's the guy leading the charge in that front, we'll let him take over.
Thank you. We want to introduce some of the new staff. The last time we met, vision meeting-wise, we said there were some new staff to help with communication and also just to help with the programming out here, the ministries out here. So we want to introduce some of those staff to you. So at this time, Val, I want to have you come up. And then after that, Annette, I saw you somewhere. There she is. If you'll come up after that, that'd be great.
Great. Well, they're always working, but I'm going to ask Brian and Matt and Danny and Frank to come on up. And over the last 2 years, Frank has been leading worship at this campus. And Frank has just done a great job, so we're coming on down, Brian.
It's going to be one of these three.
But Frank is going to be transitioning to more of a behind-the-scenes role, so he's going to still be involved with Hill Country Bible Church, both campuses, working with volunteers in discipleship, DWAP. He'll also be leading worship from time to time, co-leading at our Lakeline Northwest campus, also leading from time to time out here. So you're going to see Frank. He's not going to disappear. You're going to still see him. And we're also going to have a special thank you for him as part of our prayer and praise gathering that's going to take place at the Ethel's house on October 27th. So be sure to take time to thank Frank for what he's done these last 2 years and just his heart to lead us into God's presence, to connect with him deeply each week. And so appreciative of that. Also really appreciative of the volunteers that work with Frank, you who are musicians and vocalists, just great job week after week. So Frank will still be around, but his position will be transitioning just a little bit. And Danny Isom, many of you know him. He's been one of our Hill Country Bible Church pastors for 6 years. He works with production and media and worship leading, so you probably had him lead worship with you before. He's going to be here most weeks leading worship, leading the team just for this campus specific, and I know his heart is that this would be an experience that not only is refreshing for you each week when you come, but that this is an environment that you are confident that you can invite your friends, neighbors to, that they're going to experience the presence of God in a very quality environment. So not only does he lead worship, but what you see on the screens is Danny's behind-the-scenes team, the people operating the cameras, the control room, and that. So he's going to be looking at this whole video as a whole, how we can do things that will be even more effective in connecting with God and with reaching others. So that's Danny. Danny, his wife, Joanna, is here. She's busy at the moment. Don't look. She has a baby. But they are just an awesome, solid family. And they have four kids, so crazy four kids. I don't know their ages, but you do. But yeah, I guess it's not crazy to have four children. But just a wonderful family. You're going to love getting to know them if you don't know them already. And Joanna would love to be connected here. She's going to be here each week serving with you guys. She's led in the worship ministry for a long time. I just want to say a big shout out and thank you to the children's ministry team. Their kids came. They've been here for the last few weeks, and they love the children's ministry already. They're just like, it's great. They love being out here. So they're really looking forward to connecting with you as a community and a family, as we're one church in two locations, but their primary focus on the weekends will be here with you guys and working with your team. So we're really excited to have Danny here. So thank you. Thank you, Frank, and we'll say more about that at the October 27th meeting. So you guys can go down. Thank you, guys. And then we're also appreciative of the tech teams, those who volunteer, Charles and Shelley and Les, you guys just do a great job. I know there are others, and the set up and tear down of a campus, especially in the tech world and stuff, it's a big job. I'm just really, really grateful. And our overall technologies director is Brian, so he works for what takes place on both campuses, as well as computers, phone systems, support, that so a church can continue operating. So he does a lot, and his team takes care of a lot of specifics along the way. Curtis Dickey has been out here several times at the back, and he primarily focuses on what takes place during the week for the Lakeline Northwest campus. So you think of not only the things that are needed technologically just to keep operating, but it's also all the events, whether it's Nightmare on Little Elm, which is coming up, or the men's or women's retreats. I know several women from here were at the ladies' retreat last weekend, and the tech team supports those things. So there are things that you don't see always on a Sunday morning that are taking place so that we can connect with God and invite our friends to do so. So Brian's going to continue overseeing the entire tech ministry, but then we've added Matt Jones to the staff to have a specific focus for this campus. So he'll be here not only every Sunday and getting to know the volunteers and wanting to have more of you involved, he'll also be working for special events that take place. So get to know Matt. Matt is young. He's graduating from college this December, but Matt's been serving in the worship ministry for 4 years and the student ministry. He actually travels with the response band and does all the tech for them for lots of very large, big events. Great, solid guy, lots of excellent skills, and so we're thrilled to have him on board and just excited for him to get to know you more and to get you involved, and that's all I've got. Do you have anything else to add to that?
We don't just do computers. I just got to say that. I'm not the IT guy. The
You know, that's a joke, but back on the other campus. But yeah, we're blessed to be a part of what's going on out here, and we're going to do our best to support you guys the best way we can. So thank you.
Well, I am so excited to be able to introduce a couple folks to you today. One of them was working hard, and I pulled her out. She said, "Please, can I go as soon as you introduce me?" And I said, "Yes." Rhonda Fianna is just one of the most amazing women that I have ever met, and she's one of the dearest friends that I have. And she has done an amazing job thus far in helping us with children. You go ahead and applaud. She and I have served in children's ministry for a lot more years than either one of us will fess up to. So we're just so excited that she's a part of our Hill Country Bible Church staff, she's going to be serving as our children's coordinator out here at Steiner Ranch. She does an amazing job with the kids and with the families. If you do not know her, you need to make a point to get to know her. She's a good, solid, godly woman who loves your kids and loves your families and is going to take off running right now because there are 32 of them in the back. So. I'm actually going to get you two to swap for a second because I realize perhaps some of you had never met Joey Lacerda, who is our middle school pastor for all our middle school and Hill Country Bible Church. He's coming off of Girly Burly Weekend, which, you know, may explain a little bit of the still sweaty stuff he's got going on here. Which, by the way, I found out something that I didn't know. He says that there are a couple of D group leaders from the Steiner Ranch campus who are amazing rappers. And if they would like to stand and give us a little sample, I'm just kidding, we're not. Yeah, we just won't even point to the direction that she's blushing, and you'll let her know. Joey has been a phenomenal add to our student ministry team, and we're thrilled to have him for all of our middle schoolers. Ryan is our high school pastor. He's actually with a D group leader right now, or he would have been here as well for all of our high schoolers. But having said that, we are thrilled to add Eric Marvin to our staff as well. He is one of our student ministry residents, and his primary focus area is going to be the high schools and the middle schools around the Steiner Ranch campus. So you're going to see him every single Sunday out here. He's going to be our primary roots communicator. He's going to be the guy that's on the campus with your kids. He's going to be the one connecting with them during the week. And just a little bit of an aside, he loves good home-cooked Midwestern food. And he's single, so he needs to be fed well to keep his energy up to deal with our kids. So, Eric and Joey. And I am not seeing her here. So, Sandy, if you're here and I am missing you, like, leap to your feet. Because one of the folks that we are so grateful to and just love so dearly is still Rhonda Fianna. But is Sandy Rigney. Sandy Rigney is a woman who has such a passion for people and a passion for students. And she has served our students so well for the last several years. And we wanted to give her, so I guess I'll open her gift if that's not tacky. We wanted to give her a little something that every time she saw it would remind her of how much we love and appreciate her and of the tremendous work that she has done to serve and minister to our kids, and we'll continue to do that. So if you all see her, tell her you can't wait to see the cross here. She's a great cook too, so maybe she'll invite you all over to see that. So thank you.
Set up and tear down and the tech and all the stuff that goes behind the scenes and a lot of stuff we don't see. We also, there's something we call a P2 card. I really don't even know what it is other than it's our backup. So a couple of weeks ago when we had the Kula bike stream goes down and I had to ad-lib for 15 minutes and then, what ends up happening is we feed it from the internet and then we also get this hard copy that has to be transported back and forth. So those are the kind of things that happen behind the scenes that people do that sometimes we don't know about. And there was a couple that was incredibly faithful to do that until they have unfortunately moved away, or unfortunately for us. So Melons, will you come up so we can just say thank you for all that you have done? Best way I knew how to say thank you. was a truck. If I had a trailer, I could have done it for you. It's got the Steiner Ranch logo on top of it, so that you can set that up and know that you, for years, just hung out and opened up the trailers and helped unload and coordinate volunteers. And this is really for you. This is yours. Make him take you on an incredible day. I mean, like, just all of the stuff that you guys have done, we just can't say thanks enough for running that back and forth. Will you come up so everybody can see you? Stand. Steve is taking over the mantle and saying, hey, we're going to make sure that we've got the volunteers that we need to set up and tear down, and he's doing an incredible job. So here's the deal. We obviously need more of those folks, and I know you're dying saying, you know, I want to do that. I want to do that. Now you know who to talk to make sure that you can utilize that spiritual gift of setting up and tearing down week in and week out. So thank you to all of y'all. Thanks a ton. And now you guys are moved to 183 and
Austin as our church home between the Center campus and the Lakeline campus. So a lot of folks out there. And of those people, we received in offerings last year $8.8 million in fiscal year 2012, which ended on August 31st, which was actually $400,000 over our budget, which is, I think, the first time that's ever happened, that we actually have been over budget. But then in addition to that money, there was another $1.4 million that was given for benevolence purposes or for missions work. So you add that together, and that's well over $10 million that the congregation contributed to God's work in the midst of a financial crisis, you know, for our country. So absolutely amazing. It might surprise you to realize that on a monthly basis, our church gives away over $40,000 to needy families in the year. So you can imagine how far that money goes to pay for apartment rent and utility bills. And all of your gifts are making all of this possible. So our budget for this next year as a church is $9.1 million, which is about an 8% increase over our budget for last year. But it's only about a 3.5% increase over the actual giving. So we feel pretty confident about that. And one of the real blessings of being a part of this church is that we have no debt. So of that $10 million that was given, none of it went to interest or principal for our capital campaign. So it just goes straight into ministry. Very, very well. So the increases in the budget for fiscal year 2013 are to fund new staff position in almost every age ministry of our church. In addition to that, health care costs went up, and the church absorbed that cost rather than passing that on to the staff. The big Easter celebration that we have in the tent this year, the Sunrise Celebration, is being added to the budget. So there's several things, including the new Steiner positions that are part of that new budget this coming year. Now, with respect to Steiner giving, at the last vision meeting, we introduced the 70-20-10 model that will govern our campuses, where 70% of the gifts that the campus, of the money that is donated at the campus, 70% will be used for that campus ministry. 20% will be used for overhead, kind of at headquarters, and then 10% will be used for missions, for outward-focused ministries. That's the 70-20-10 model that will govern each campus. And as we continue to look at that model, we're having to kind of unbake the cake of our church's finances, which is a little bit of a complicated process. And as we do that, we keep learning new things. The good news is that using the latest numbers that we have available, the current giving from the Steiner campus is fully covering all of the costs of our ministry here under the 70-20-10 model. That number has changed a little bit from the last vision meeting due to how online giving is computed. This is a very high-tech community out here in Steiner. And so there is a higher percentage of giving that is done using bill pay or online giving than is done at the Lakeline campus. And so when we actually got the actual online numbers accurate for Steiner giving, that increased our giving by about $50,000 a year in 2012, which put us clearly in the self-funding category under the 70-20-10 model. And with that additional giving, the per capita giving at Steiner is actually slightly above the per capita giving at Lakeline. Now, we're not in competition with each other, but I just wanted you guys to know that we had said before that Steiner giving was slightly below. With these revised numbers, it's actually slightly above. It moved about 10%. So, the additional staff positions that you saw introduced are fully covered, and this puts us in a great position as we move forward, that as the Steiner campus grows and as the Steiner campus giving grows, so will grow the resources available to the ministry here, which is, I think, incredibly exciting, especially when you factor in the fact that we don't have any debt, and so it can all go straight into ministry. So that's probably all the finances you want to hear on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. But I'd be glad to answer any questions afterward. Feel free to come up and be happy to tell you anything we know about the financial piece of things.
Curtis, thank you. You're probably hearing some different terms out there, like this Lakeline and Northwest and all of that. And so what we want to do is we want to talk to you about a rebrand or a brand evolution, I think is what our communications team calls it. Well, what we're doing is as we think about Hill Country Bible Church, it's the name that most of us know is Hill Country Bible Church Northwest. And we took on that name as we started the church planning process to differentiate ourselves from Hill Country Bible Church Pflugerville or Hill Country Bible Church Leander, and the list goes on. And then guys like me who come on staff and folks that are very vested in the church, we don't even call it Hill Country Bible Church. We just call it Northwest. And so what ends up happening is we end up saying there's Hill Country Bible Church Northwest, and then there's Hill Country Bible Church Steiner Ranch, or sometimes we just call it Northwest and Steiner Ranch. And then that way we're confusing the fact that it is still one church, two locations. And so to help with this is saying we're absolutely committed to the multi-site model, this idea that we're going to be one church, multiple locations. We said we're going to drop the Northwest. We're going to go to our original legal name, which is Hill Country Bible Church of Austin. And most people in the church, when somebody says, oh, where do you go to church? They don't say Northwest or Steiner Ranch. They say Hill Country Bible Church. And so what we decided was we're going to drop Northwest completely. It's not in our legal name. That's gone. We're just Hill Country Bible Church. And there are two campuses. There's the Steiner Ranch campus, and there's the Lakeline campus. Lakeline. The reason we say Lakeline is because of all the development that's happening over there. Pluggers, Alamo Draft House is going in. All of those places call themselves Lakeline. There's a Lakeline Mall, the new development with ATD Plus, all of that. So we're Hill Country Bible Church. That's who we are. But we have two campuses, a Steiner Ranch campus and a Lakeline campus. Does that make sense to you? It's really pretty simple. You'll be seeing more of that. Val could probably answer any questions as far as the rollout on I think there's a new logo. It's not really all that different, but some of those things are going to come out so that everybody knows that we are one church, multiple locations. Steiner Ranch, Lakeline, you're going to hear us mess that up a bunch, but we're going to practice in front of the mirror every day, right? That's what we're going to do. Maybe not.
Now to the part that we really want to get to is at the vision meeting the first time, we said there are three teams that we want to create. These three teams are what we're saying is going to help us really go after every man, woman, and child here in Steiner Ranch. And so I've been trying to meet with as many folks as I can to talk about these three teams. The first one is small groups. Another one is called community impact. The third one is missional living. So I'm going to define these to you, and then I'm going to bring up the leaders of these teams so that they can share a little bit about it and so that they can share some of the goals, and they're pretty lofty. All right? So small groups is pretty simple. It's all of the small groups that we currently have, which is 10 right now. We have 10 current small groups that are meeting in Steiner Ranch that are doing Soul Revolution. Okay, these are traditional Soul Revolution small groups. We've started 4 within the last couple of months. We're excited about that, but there's progress to be made. And so we would like to see as many people as we can get involved in small groups. And I've asked John McLaren to lead that up since he's a small group leader. So John, would you come up, share a little bit about what we're wanting to see with small groups, what we want to see growth there wise, and just share a little bit of your heart.
Thanks a lot. So my wife, Catherine, and I have been leading a small group in our home for the past 8 years, and we've been incredibly blessed with all the families that we have been able to be a part of their lives over that time. We believe that, you know, as Christians, as members of the church, we're at our best when we're involved in small group ministry and when we're being discipled. So, you know, that's one of the major focuses that we have. So right now we have a pretty good percentage, you know, better than half of our members are involved in small groups, but we can do better than that. So one of the major focuses is going to be to try to get, of course, more people involved. So if you are here and you're not in a small group, there's something that you can do, you know, is get involved in a small group. So maybe you've been in a small group in the past and that group's not meeting anymore, you know, to go and find a group. Maybe you've looked at the small groups and there's not one that you feel like is really, you know, geared towards, you know, where you are in your life right now, or maybe they just don't meet at the time that you are. So if that's the case, you know, I encourage you to look again, and if not, that's one of the things you can tell me, because we want to know, I mean, if there are people that want to be in small groups but just simply can't find an opportunity. Maybe you're just too busy. And I know a lot of us in Steiner Ranch deal with busyness. You know, so we just encourage you to pray about that, because, you know, again, we want to make this a, you know, a key element of the lives of the people in our church. And then there's those people who don't, you know, just simply say, you know, I'm just not a small groups person. And, you know, just a quick story, we had a family that was in our small group, the mom and the kids came regularly, the husband, he wasn't a small groups person, he didn't come. And they were moving. They came, he came with them, they you know, we had a kind of a celebration for them, they're going away, we prayed for them, and at the end of the evening he said, now I know why my family loved coming to small groups so much. I'm sorry, I regret that I wasn't a part of it. So, you know, you may think you're not a small groups person, but, you know, we would really, really encourage you, at least give it a try. Okay, go one time and get involved. Now, maybe you're already in a small group. We need to have more small groups if we are going to get more people involved in small groups. So, maybe that's your next step spiritually, is to start thinking about having a small group in your own home. So, this year we have a pretty lofty goal. I think it's a little lofty to me, of getting another 80 people involved in small groups. That would require about another 8 to 10 small group leaders. So you can see, you know, what we're trying to do in small group ministry. So if we're going to get a lot of people involved in small groups, another thing is we want all our small groups to be performing, you know, peak performance in all of our small groups. We want to do small group ministry the best that we can. So one of the things we're going to be doing this year is meeting together as small group leaders on a regular basis so that we can share best practices, we can share about material that we're using that's been good, to hold each other accountable, and, of course, to pray together for our small groups and for our church as well. And then the last real focus of the small, that I'll have, or that small groups are going to have, is involvement with community impact and missional living. So, you know, these groups are going to be coming up with opportunities for us to get involved in our community and ideas of the way that we can impact our neighborhood for Christ and reach out. And one of the most effective ways or the best ways to communicate that information and to get people involved is going to be through small groups that are happening in our neighborhood each week. So I'll be working very closely with the other leaders of these groups and helping to facilitate, make sure that information is effectively communicated to everybody in the small group. So very excited to take this on. Very privileged to serve you in this capacity. And that's it. Thanks, Russell.
Cool thing about visiting with John is he's got a big heart and passion for one-on-one discipleship, and I know he's going to invest heavily in our small group leaders. We just want to make sure those are functioning well. So, next group is community impact. So, Craig, as you come up, we'll talk about community impact and what that is. Community impact we are defining as identifying the needs or possible problems in the community and then addressing those by meeting those needs, not just identifying and saying, hey, we want to come up with a strategic plan to meet those needs and to solve these problems. And so Craig, I know he's got a huge heart for what's happening out here in Steiner and different areas that we can jump in as a campus to meet some of those needs. So I'm going to let you share about it.
Thank you. So all too often, I don't know how you feel, but I find myself looking at Steiner Ranch and just looking at this place as a center of affluence where problems... That's like East Austin. We don't have problems. Well, that's not true at all. There's so many people that are hurting. And while there is a lot of money possibly in this neighborhood, money couldn't stop those fires that came last year. Money also can't really help the family where the wife just found out she's got a terminal illness and the husband's unemployed. And in fact, all of us have a terminal illness because we're all going to die someday. It's just some faster than others. So that's for everybody in Steiner Ranch when you look at it that way. So as far as what is community impact about, it's about meeting the emotional, physical, and spiritual needs. And that's what we're going to be going after. And let me give you a couple ideas. For weeks now, you've heard about the Reading Initiative. And if you haven't signed up, Donna, you need to talk to her, because she needs people to contribute 30 minutes a week to help kids work on their reading. Some other ideas to toss out there, now, they're not formalized yet, but also we have a nursing home that's right here in assisted living that we could definitely be lending a hand to. Another idea, let me ask a question. Anybody out here know somebody who's widowed living in Steiner or a single parent? Anybody? I know I do. I have one who moved in across the street. So let me throw out an idea. It's not formalized, but here's the thought. What if we were able to form a pseudo big brother, big sister kind of program where we were trying to hook up people in the Steiner Ranch campus to be mentors for those kids or those parents who are, you know, having to do it on their own? What a powerful thing that would be. So anyway, I'm open to ideas. We definitely want to keep it. We know that there's limited resources here, so we don't want to take on every need in the world, but we want to do a couple of them really well. And where I can use your help is right now I've got Don who's helping me out and Royce who's helping me out, but we still need some other people who want to join in and help plan and bring creativity, and then we'll lean on John McLaren to funnel it out through the small groups ministry. So thank you.
Last but not least, missional living. I asked Scott Essler to lead our missional living team. When I say missional living, it's this. It's the idea we want to get our people out rubbing shoulders with folks that are lost or unchurched so that we can build relationships. And there's some things we already do very well as a campus with that, and so we want to be even more intentional in the future. And then we also want to think of some other things that we can do so that we're doing that. And Scott can't be here today. He's got a grandchild that's being dedicated, so they're doing that. So I've asked Wayne McNally, who's going to be on our missional living team, to come and pick up the slack for Scott and share a little bit of the goals and ideas.
Thanks, Russell. Yeah, Scott couldn't be here, and if you guys know Scott, only thing about me that's like Scott is about our age. Beyond that point, he has got a lot more hair and looks a lot better than I do. So I'll try to fill in. As you know, as we're looking at Missional Living, and we're just really starting to get together to start talking about this, and so I think, as Craig said, open to anybody who wants to join in and get going. The team that got together this last week and started talking about some of the goals for the campus identified some big goals for what we want to see happen this year as far as people coming to faith. And we're asking God, and that's the only way this is going to happen, to see 50 adults come to faith this year as a result of activities through this campus. And then 20 youth and children coming to faith outside of Backyard Bible Clubs. So what incredible opportunities that says. So if we include Backyard Bible Clubs and the 50 and the 20, you know, we're talking somewhere north of or close to probably 100 people will come to faith in Steiner Ranch this year as a result of the activities. And that's just, that's exciting. That's cool. But I also recognize that the number one thing that I think from a missional living standpoint that all of us can be and have to be engaged in is asking God to help us make those steps. So as we get going through this process, some of the things that we're going to be looking at is how do we leverage the run the ranch more effectively for in a missional living. So how do we create more opportunities as we do concert in the park, as we do some of those activities? How do we do more effectively, not necessarily more effectively, but how do we engage more intentionally through Backyard Bible Clubs to ensure that we're really, as Russell said, rubbing shoulders? You know, how do we take our lives? And I know some of the things that we're also going to be looking at is how do we put together more of a heat map view of as people coming into and become associated with the campus, how do we track their progress from where they are? How do we help them and help understand us understand who they are, where they're at, and how do we help them take the next step? So nothing, not a whole lot of new in this, but actually putting a lot more intentionality and starting to put a team together to do that. The other thing that I see that's going to be great about this is really putting more those of us who gather together to really get engaged in the missional living is putting some accountability in that and just being able to talk about who are you talking to, who are you praying for, how are you engaging next week in that. And so really want to encourage you guys to catch up with Scott, catch up with me, catch up with Russell, and say, hey, I'm in, I want to be a part of it, and come along and join. So, Russell, thanks.
All right, so here's the next steps. You're probably thinking, where do we fit in this? Is this? We would love for you to join a team, okay? So you've met John. You say, hey, I feel like I may need to start a small group, or I've heard about Education Connection or this possible helping out at the nursing home assisted living, find Craig or Donna, or this missional living. Like, what does it look like for me to host a block party? How do I get involved and run the ranch? What are we going to do for Easter? You find Scott Usler or myself or Dwayne. There are lots of ways for you to plug in. So the cool thing about all of this is, as this team met and came up with these ideas, that this was from the folks of Steiner Ranch. And that's, I think, what makes this so cool, is that I could get up and say, I'd like to see 200 adults come to know Jesus. It's different when you say you want to see 50 adults come to know Jesus, because you're thinking already of who your neighbors are, those folks that you can build relationship with. And so that's going to be the exciting part, is you taking ownership of it. So I'm excited to partner with you and help you however I can. Jay's got a calendar. Jay, could you help pass some of those out? Just the big events that are going on church-wide that will also be specific to the Steiner Ranch campus. And just make sure that you guys get some of those, see those, mark your calendar, and go from there. Now that you've met our new staff, you kind of hear some of those things. Bob, is there anything else? You sure? Positive? All right. Curtis, anything? Richard, would you come close us in prayer? Thank you guys for being a part. That's great.
Dear Lord, we just come before you this morning and acknowledge that you are our perfect Father in heaven. We have the great privilege of calling you Father because of the repentant work of our Son Jesus Christ. Lord, we just praise you that you are God who desires to be intimate with us. And we just pray, Lord, that we as a group would draw near to you. That, Lord, we would find strength in our relationship with you, and that we would go out into this community and be ready to profess the hope we have in you. God, we just call upon you because you are a big God, and the goals we've laid out here can only be accomplished. desire to see them come to fruition in a way that we can only sit back and say, God did this. Lord, we just say, we want to tell you we love you, and we pray all these things in the powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay.